Chapter 11. Felicity runs to her. "Wait!" I yell, but there's no holding her back. She runs to Pippa and embraces her tightly. Pippa kisses Felicity's cheeks. "It's you!" Felicity says. She's laughing and crying at the same time. "Pip! Pip, darling! Pip, you're here!" "Yes, I'm here. Anne! Gemma! Oh, please don't stand staring so!" "Pippa!" Anne cries, running to her. I can scarcely believe it. Pip, our Pip, is here, as lovely as ever. Something in me gives way. I fall to the grass, sobbing, my tears bringing up small lotus blossoms where they fall. "Oh, Gemma, darling, don't cry," Pippa says. Swift as a deer, she's by my side. The cold hands I've seen in my dreams are brushing through my hair, and they are as warm as summer rain. "Don't cry." I look up at her. She gives me a smile. "If you could see your face, Gemma, really, so serious." This makes me laugh and cry a bit more. Soon we're all laughing through tears, our arms around each other. It feels like coming home after a long, dusty journey. "Let me look at you," Pippa says. "Oh, I have missed you so. You must tell me everything. How is Mrs. Nightwing? Are Cecily and Martha still the most unbearable snobs?" "Positively hideous," Anne says, giggling. "Gemma spilled jam on Cecily's dress just the other morning to keep her quiet," Felicity says. Pippa's mouth opens. "You didn't!" "I'm afraid I did," I admit, feeling foolish for my bad behaviour. "Gemma!" she cries, smiling brightly. "You are my hero." We fall back in the grass, laughing. There is so much to say. We tell her everything about Spence, the girls, her funeral. "Did everyone cry awfully much?" Pippa asks. Anne nods. "Terribly." She blows at a dandelion. The fluff spreads out on the wind, where it becomes a swarm of fireflies. "I am glad to hear it. I'd hate to think of people sitting stony-eyed round my casket. Were the flowers lovely? There were flowers, weren't there?" "The loveliest, most elaborate cascade of flowers," Felicity says. "They must have cost a fortune." Pippa nods, smiling. "I am so glad to have had such a nice funeral. Oh, do tell me more stories of home. Do they talk about me in the great hall? Do they all miss me awfully?" "Oh, yes," Anne says in earnest. "We all do."
"Now you do not have to miss me at all," Pip says, squeezing her hand.
I don't want to ask, but I must. "Pippa, I thought that you were dead. I cannot bring myself to say it. I thought that you'd crossed over the river to the other world beyond the realms. When I left, you and your knight..." Anne sits up. "Where is your knight?"
"Oh, him. I had to let him go," Pippa yawns. "He always did whatever I asked. Frightfully dull."
"He was certainly handsome," Anne swoons.
"Yes, he was rather, wasn't he?" Pippa giggles.
"I am sorry," I say, afraid to disrupt our happiness. "But I don't understand. Why didn't you cross over?" Pippa shrugs.
"My lord, the knight, told me that I didn't have to cross after all. There are many tribes here, creatures who've lived in the realms forever. They are part of this world."
She leans back on straight arms, bends her knees, and lets them sway gently against each other. "So you just came back?" I prompt.
"Yes, and then I stopped to pick wildflowers to make a crown. Do you like it?"
"Oh, yes," Anne says.
"I shall make you one then."
"And for me," Felicity adds.
"Of course," Pip says. "We shall all have one."